This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 20th. God's word to you today is no, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, and it says, "This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. I'm writing to God's holy people in Ephesus, who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus." The purpose of Bible study is to inspire you to dive deeper into God's word. In the course of our study, I'm going to be pointing you in certain directions, giving you certain scriptures for you to go and crack in your personal or collaborative Bible study. It is my prayer that as you yield yourself to God's word, He will open the books of remembrance concerning you because you pay attention to His word. May God breathe on you and cause His word and presence to change your life. Amen. Please study Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1 verse 1 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, are faithful in Christ Jesus." The statement, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus," almost sounds blasphemous. This Paul was the one who single-handedly persecuted the New Testament church the most. Paul personally supervised the killing of Stephen. Paul was going from city to city, obtaining legal approval to persecute the church. These letters were written to the church in Ephesus, towards the end of Paul's life. This same Paul is addressing himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. In other words, left to the apostles alone, Paul will not be chosen. In fact, when Paul became an apostle, nobody wanted to associate with him. Paul knew that even if there were an election for apostles, even in Bethlehem, his village, he will not win it. If God had asked for a vote for would-be apostles and Paul's name came out, he probably would not get a single vote. Yet, he is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not by the will of men, but by the will of God. You are going to be all that God has called you to be, not because of your siblings or because your kinsmen like it, but by the will of God. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not Paul, an evangelist of Jesus Christ. He could be because he was evangelistic. It is not Paul, a pastor for Jesus Christ, even though he pastored people. He was not Paul, a teacher for Jesus Christ, even though he taught. He did not say Paul, a prophet of Jesus Christ, even though he was prophetic. He said he saw some things in the supernatural that it was not lawful for him to put down in writing. But it is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. It is important for us to all know what we are called to be. This is not about titles, but about calling. Let us pray. Father, I ask for spiritual intelligence, for wisdom and revelation, so that I will know you and understand the hope to which you have called me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.